And Lisa Pereira is here with what it says in the papers.
A joyous Sarah Healy is pictured in many of today's papers. She's wrapped in the Irish flag and leaping into the air after she won gold at the European Indoor Championships in the Netherlands yesterday. The caption in the Irish Independent says she was floating on air. In an editorial, the Irish Times celebrates the bronze medal wins as well, Kate O'Connor in the pentathlon and Mark English in the 800 metres. A glorious treble is the headline above that piece. The Irish Daily Star and the Irish Daily Mirror have front page stories about what the Star calls M50 bike horror. It shows a photo of 51-year-old Christian Rasmussen, who Gardaí say died in a collision with a car on the motorway yesterday. It's understood he was part of a motorcycle convoy. Originally from Denmark, Mr. Rasmussen had been living in Carlo for over 20 years and was known to his friends as Danish Paddy. The Times covers a criminal case taken by a jogger whose leg was broken in two places after he was allegedly hit by an e-bike on a public footpath in Dublin. The article says the case has potentially significant implications, including for users of e-bikes and insurers, concerning liability under civil and criminal law. The Irish Examiner has a front-page article saying the state's life-saving air ambulance service could be grounded due to a row over its crewing model. The paper reports that the 10 highly skilled advanced paramedics who crew the HSE's helicopter emergency medical service from bases in Athlone and Cork have resigned and requested a return to their original ground-based duties. The paper says they fear the National Ambulance Service wants to cut the number of paramedics on each aircraft from two to just one. There's a surprising headline above Mary Carr's column in today's Irish Daily Mail. Trump playbook could help us solve housing emergency. While Trump's specialty is putting people's noses out of joint, his ruthless tactics could be applied to the inexorable rise of vacant and derelict properties here in Ireland, writes Carr. She says it beggars belief that at a time of record homelessness, properties are left to go to rack and ruin. Here comes the sun. That's the caption on a photo on the front of the Belfast Telegraph showing 3-year-old Ruth Savage amidst a sea of daffodils. The paper says yesterday was the warmest day of the year so far in Northern Ireland, but quotes the Met Office as saying it won't last and colder weather is on the way. Meanwhile, the paper's front page headline is about benefit fraud. Civil servants handling benefit claims in Northern Ireland have set out widespread concerns about how the system is being run, says the paper. The article follows up on earlier information given to the paper by a whistleblower who alleged there was mass abuse of the benefit system. The Irish News carries a front page article about a businessman in County Down who died in an accident involving electric gates at his home. It's believed father of five, Paul Ward, died following a fall from one of the gates. Several papers cover the election in Canada of Mark Carney as leader of the ruling Liberal Party and therefore Canada's next Prime Minister. The Star finds the Irish angle, telling us his paternal grandparents were from County Mayo. Splitting the GGs is the front page headline in the Irish Sun. It's above an article predicting that this year's Cheltenham Festival will be the booziest ever. It quotes insiders as saying 380,000 pints of the black stuff could be guzzled this year, up 43% on last year. Guinness galore at the races, says the paper.
Lisa Pereira.